One day, I went to the kitchen to take some chocolate. When I opened the shelf, there were two different kinds of chocolate, dark chocolate and white chocolate. So for me, the decision was really hard, because I like both chocolate sorts. But if I choose one, the other will be alone, and I mean, it's not fair. The best way is to take both. But if I take both, my mom will be mad at me because I ate a lot of chocolate. So, what should I do? Hello and welcome to my podcast about the immigration story of Violeta Janic. My name is Diana and I hope you enjoy my podcast. Well, we all know situations where we cannot decide and really need to think what we are going to do or to choose. In this same struggle was Violeta Janic many years ago. So I would like to take you on a journey with me through Violeta's immigration story. The first thing we have to do is go back to the 14th of July 1980, the day Violeta was born in Switzerland, Chur. She was born in Chur because her parents were working there. In the age of two, her parents brought her older brother Milorad and her back to Serbia, where they lived with their grandparents. This is the beginning of the story, because this is the first home that Violeta can remember. Her parents lived in Switzerland because of their job. They just came about two times a year to visit them. My grandparents were basically my parents because I spent the most time with them and I learned a lot of things from them, mentioned Violeta. Violeta started to go to primary school in her village Starčeva. In 1992, when Violeta was 12 years old, her parents wanted that she moves to Switzerland. She wasn't very happy to hear that because she was happy with her grandparents. To be honest, I was really confused when they told me that they want me to live with them. I mean, it was their decision to bring me to my grandparents, said Violeta. But because of her parents, she moved to Switzerland, Basel. But she was really sad the whole time because she missed her friends and her grandparents. She was used to the life she had before. It was too hard for her in this young age to start a new life in a completely different country with a different language. After a few months, her parents decided to bring her back to Serbia because it didn't work out well. Back in Serbia, she kept on going to school. When she finished the 8th grade in 1994, her parents wanted that she tries again to move to Switzerland because they thought now she's older and it will be easier to move to another country. They knew that she would have a better opportunity in Switzerland. So, Violeta moved again to Switzerland because of her parents. This situation is similar to my situation at the beginning with the chocolate. She wanted to stay in Serbia, but she also wanted to make her parents happy and live with them. I will say, she was in a big struggle. From Monday to Friday, she went to a German course to learn the language. And at Saturdays, she went in Bern to a private Serbian school. At this time, she learned a lot of the language and of the grammar. But her problem was that she felt alone, because she hadn't friends there. It was hard for her to find friends, because she didn't go to a real school. And also, her parents were working the whole day. That means, when she was at home, she was alone. In Serbia, she was used to come home and tell her grandmother about her day in school. She couldn't adapt to the new home. She went back to her grandparents after 1 year. She had to take an entrance exam because she wanted to do an apprenticeship as a saleswoman. Because she went to a school in Bern, she had to take an entrance exam in just some subjects. She finished her apprenticeship after 3 years. During this time, she got to know her big love. In 1999, Violeta decided to live in Switzerland, but this time it was her own decision and not from her parents. She knew there is not a good life for her in Serbia, and at this time the NATO bombarding started. She was afraid because in the small village where she lived was a huge oil refinery, which they attacked it. If the refinery had exploded, the whole village would have blown up. She was in a dangerous situation. Now we know a lot about Violeta's story, and we also know that in the end she was able to make a decision. Me too. I just took both chocolates, but psht, don't tell anyone. But now we want to know Violeta's journey to Switzerland and how she adapted to the new home. So let's start. Because of the bombarding, Violeta couldn't flew directly from Serbia to Zurich. She had to go with the bus to Hungary, and there she could take the airplane. She was in the bus with a group of people from Serbia. She said it was a really exhausting bus ride. They needed to wait about 3 to 4 hours on the Hungarian border. She said they checked every single thing on the bus and they checked the people if they all have documents. When they arrived in Hungary, she said she didn't felt really comfortable. A lot of people were looking at them like they did something bad. Also, a man came to Violeta and started yelling at her. She couldn't understand everything, but he insulted her. He also often mentioned the name of the president at that time. At that moment, I didn't know what to do or what to say. I was just shocked, said Violeta in the interview. Finally, she arrived in Basel. At the beginning, she lived with her parents in a small apartment. She started working during the day as a charwoman, and at night she was working in a laundry fabric. She rented an apartment in the same house where her parents lived. About 7 months later, her husband came also to Switzerland. They got married shortly before Violeta moved to Switzerland. Violeta and her husband, Dejan, were working a lot because they wanted to start a life together. At the beginning it was hard because they didn't speak the language really well and they didn't have a lot of money. Violeta said that sometimes it was hard for her adapting to the new home. She said most of the people were really friendly and welcoming, but she also had situations in the beginning like someone told her she should go back where she came from. But as time went by, she always could adapt more and more. She learned the language better and just adapted to the culture. In 2001, she got her first child, and in 2003, her second child. Her parents and her brother went back to Serbia in 2001. But Violeta and her husband stayed in Switzerland because they knew this was the right decision. In the interview, Violeta said she doesn't regret any decision she has made. She's very happy to live in Switzerland and she couldn't imagine living in Serbia anymore. Nowadays, Violeta still lives in the same house, but in the first floor. She works in the hospital, still as a charwoman. Violeta always kept in touch with her older brother and his family. She also often visits them or they visit her. Violeta always made sure that her children learned the Serbian language, because this is a part of the family. Her children also first learned Serbian and after that German, because they also communicate a lot with the family from Serbia. Her children also grew up with the Orthodox religion. Violeta's last words in the interview were, "Of course, you have to listen to your parents, and of course, they are going to tell you always what they think is the best for you. But sometimes you need to follow your heart and listen to your heart. I made the best decision because now I have a wonderful and happy family." Decisions can be hard, but if you keep going, no matter what, there will be always a happy end for you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and you learned something new. I hope you will all be there next week at the same time, like always, to listen to my next podcast. Bye and enjoy your day.